coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. This is the Hagman Report for today. It is Thursday, September 23rd, 2021. You know, it could be 1979, it could be 1975, save for the technology that's increasing. You know, it's interesting because the Project Veritas video, you know, this is the second bombshell video that they've got. FDA officials suggest they, quote, blow dart African Americans and wants Nazi Germany registry, style registry for the unvaxxed. Okay, now think about that. This is an FDA official. This caught by Project Veritas. They do just a tremendous job. And just to get into that a little bit briefly, a little bit more, again, FDA official blow dart African Americans with the quote COVID vaccine. That's where we're going. Just shoot everyone. Now that language alone is incendiary. Aside from being racist, which at its face it is, it's incendiary. But don't think this is just for African Americans. No, no, they want to enslave the entire population, the entire unwashed masses. And you've got to ask yourself a question. I don't care if you are the biggest pro vaccine person, you know, a pro COVID vaccine person on the planet. You've got to ask yourself, when have you ever seen this where they want to forcibly inject this jab juice into people? And why? What's the big deal behind this? And I think the questions should answer themselves. If you are a person of reasonable sensibilities, for crying out loud, ask yourself the questions. What really is going on here? This is not about health. It never was about health. This is about control, and this is about grooming, and I use that term deliberately, grooming of little Nazis. Give them a little power. I mean, like a 17-year-old worker at the country fair, okay? You gotta wear a mask. Well, okay, you're going to talk to me that way? You little punk? You little puke? Which is why, by the way, if you're in Northwest Pennsylvania up here, I don't go to country fair. And I suggest you don't either. I suggest everyone boycotts that place. Because it was at the, you know, but we vote with our dollar. We vote with our feet.
Everyone's a COVID officer.
That's right. Yeah.
And it's mostly the social media group.
There it is. Social media. And how much damage have they done? How much damage has Zuckerberg done? How much damage has Gates done? How much damage has Sinchar Panchai done? Twitter, that piece of garbage, that sewage pit. Facebook, that piece of garbage, that sewage pit. And yet, you know what? I'm a Christian, but I'm still on these. Oh, it's hard to take, isn't it? Oh, you're pretty offensive, aren't you? You're pretty angry, aren't you? You're damn right I'm angry. Because you're supposed to be on our side. Well, what's our side? It's on the side that rejects the kingdom of lies.
But I want to see the photos of my grandkids.
Yeah, well, take a friggin' picture, or you know what? I got a better idea. Invite them over to your house, or go over to their house. Give them a hug. Take the friggin' mask off, you sheep. All right. Got that out of my system. But seriously, I mean, look, DC Patriot has got, Project Veritas has got this, all right? I submit that without commentary. There it is, right there, right in your face. Right in your face. And so I want to ask you, you know, Mr. Mask or Ms. Mask, face shield, COVID jab loving moron.
If you get the vax, you don't need to wear a mask.
You know, oh, yeah. Here's the thing. All right.
Where are we at?
Here's the thing. You got the vax. And by definition, a vaccine is supposed to be preventative. It's supposed to disallow you're supposed to prevent you from actually becoming infected with what you're being protected from. No. They changed the definition on September 1st, as they change all definitions, and they're changing definitions. So the bottom line is this. It's a kingdom of lies out there, replacing the kingdom of God. At one time we had morality, at one time we had God in our society, and we were doing okay. Look, we had problems, but we were doing okay as long as we had God. But now God has been tossed out of the church, essentially the church, yes, the body of the church. God has been tossed out of the public square, out of the courtrooms, out of schools, and replaced by what? Communism? Yeah, okay. But communism is a stepping stone for this new world order, satanic new world order, by the Klaus Schwab and company, by the Hillary Clinton Foundation, by the Al Gores, by the Bill Gates, Billy Gates, Melinda Gates. Oh, hey, you know, hey, Billy, you probably shouldn't be diddling with Epstein. So I'm going to have to divorce you. So instead of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, now it's going to be Bill Gates Foundation and Melinda Gates Foundation. That's, in my view, he's a... You know what? I can't even say that word, because last time I said that word, I got slapped, legally slapped. So I'm not going to say it. But the bottom line is this. They're telling you what they're going to do. They're laughing at you for not believing it. They're laughing at you because you're a bunch of sheep. They're laughing at you because you can't stand up and say no. They're laughing at you because I just want to wear a mask because I don't want the hassle. They're laughing at you when you say, well, okay, I guess I will have to take it to keep my job, take the vax to keep my job. They're laughing at you when you say, well, you know, hey, they're raising they're genetically modified leaf lettuce and such. Oh, that's what a conspiracy theory that is. Oh, really? No, that's science, you rube, you moron. That's science. What? You don't believe science all of a sudden? You believe in some clot shot jab that the VAERS database is overrun with complaints. 200, a quarter of a million complaints just on Facebook about the effects of the jab. But hey, that's all right. That's all. This is all just conspiracy kook nonsense. Well, here to dispel that conspiracy kook nonsense. Now that I'm aggravated and it's been a long night. It's been a long day, long night, and it's been a long couple of days. Here to set me straight, to slap me upside the head when I need to be slapped and to set me straight is Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Folks, go to stevequayle.com, bookmark his website for the hottest headlines, the best headlines, the most really. I've got it up on my computer all of the time. He's like 24/7 updating this. He'll update it in his sleep. The guy's a machine. Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. And by the way, while you're there, go to gen6.com. All right. Two things. Yeah, I'll do that first. Gen6.com. If you haven't gotten your extinction protocols, let me ask you a question. Why the hell not? Why not? What? You gotta have the Starbucks? I'm not being antagonistic. I don't mean to be. I really don't. But the information contained in this is really important. And I'm not trying to be, again, I'm not trying to be antagonistic. I'm just tired. I'm tired. We're all tired because we're tired of the lies. We're tired of being lied to. And, you know, I'm going to say this one more time. It's a heck of a lot easier to convince a person than that they've been, or it's a heck of a lot easier to lie to a person and have them believe it than to convince them that they've been lied to. Okay, now think about that. So Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, gen6.com for extinction protocols, and even more importantly, or equally important, are the Q files. You know what? I get my information from Q Files, the subscriber-based message from Steve, and I don't think I'd be here without it, or you know, be this informed without it. And he's been right along. So please, folks, do yourself a favor: Q Files, Gen 6, the Extinction Protocols video on demand or DVDs, and stevequayle.com. Steve, come on board and save me from myself.
Well, thank you, Doug. And again, I apologize for my voice. I'm just, excuse me. I get this once a year and I rebuke it and all that stuff. But, you know, it's just the fun of living in a town in a, in a wonderful state, but when the weather changes so quick, I get barometric allergies, and then they turn into just crud in my chest. So thank everyone for your prayers. And if I cough, I'm so sorry. I hate it. But anyway, today's title is really critical because we're going to talk about the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of man, the kingdom of darkness, Satan's kingdom. And it's a question of two kingdoms. And ladies and gentlemen, right now we are watching the literal fulfillment of scripture happening. Now listen, 26 years and people still didn't understand that certain terms, fearmonger, fear porn, doomsday preacher, all the different, narratives and phraseology was designed to cover up the stealing of the nation, the taking of over 250 million lives, and let that sink in. Probably even more than that, 270 million. We used to talk about, Doug, we'd talk about FEMA camps, we'd talk about all of the different plans to get rid of people that go into the camps, from guillotines to poison gas. No, by the way, guess what? A lot of the camps just got a new binary, and I know a little something about binary chemical weapons because I was one of the first guys to bring up the Novichok, or the newcomer series of Russian chemical weapons, and they're being moved into different camps. I was even told by the gentleman who gave me the red, blue, and green list, almost, what, 23, 24 years ago?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. He said, they will put the people on the train, Steve, on the shackles. They'll shackle them. And listen, Gunderson Steel, that was all real stuff. But people just dismiss everything. So the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, you have a hard decision to make. You have one to make now. Just as we're watching earthquakes, and Eric, will you put up that chart that showed, there was a 9.5 earthquake in Argentina. Well, it was downgraded to 6. And Eric, if you show it, people will see it. Because again, Doug, here's the deal. In a kingdom of lies, truth has no place. In a kingdom of lies, Jesus is despised. In a kingdom of lies, basically, and I'm sorry to say it, but the majority of the planet dies. Now, if you look to the left, and we're talking about the latest earthquakes in the past 24 hours, and, it's pretty telling, 9.5. Oh, that was just a seismic failure. No, it wasn't. I reached out to some people outside the country. I said, what's really going on? They said the orders went out. The orders went out to downgrade it immediately. If you look a little bit towards the lower right on the left-hand column, you'll see how big that quake is represented by the light, whatever red color, whatever it is. So, ladies and gentlemen, there is no truth you're going to be given outside of, number one, the Word of God, and the alternative news media. And I'm on record, Dave Hodges was on record, telling you that there are 200-plus that they intend to do away with. And that's why your prayers are so important. Obviously, I would be one of them. The thing is that God will always have a witness, but there comes a time, thank you, Eric, when he pulls his witness. And I'm telling you point blank, ladies and gentlemen, the witness of the church globally, I'm not talking about independent miracles, I'm not talking about localized miracles, but that's why God has to send the two witnesses that are in the book of Revelation. And the two witnesses are here to contest the rule and reign of Antichrist and all the false lying signs and wonders. The Bible's very, really specific. Anybody who tries to kill them, that's why they're people. I have seen some of the most horse manure theology being passed. I've even seen some people I thought, Lord, do they not understand that? Can they not read your word? The two witnesses have 42 months to contend with the Antichrist. And when they show up, he shows up, or vice versa. And there's no, Doug, there's no strength in the church yet, nor will there be until there's a supernatural empowerment of the people of God. Now, let me give you a good example. The two witnesses will be able to call down fire from heaven. Everything that the Antichrist or the false prophet tries to do to kill the two witnesses, it will not succeed. When Gary Cole, the director and producer of Distant Thunders, all of the hassle that came against him by all the three-letter boys and the Hawaiian shirt fan club basically were wanting to know where they're at. God's not going to reveal them until it's his time. So relax, everybody out there, and all the, you know, three-letter agencies. You won't know it, but the man you're bringing on the scene will be the one to bring about him. Now, Doug, I want somebody to understand, everyone to understand this. I was up too, I don't know, you know, I was up and on through the night and getting so much data and information. Literally, I raised my voice, not really loud. I said, God, help me. Help me to put into context for the people what is the most important thing. And I said, your people, not the people. I said, Lord, it's voluminous, but what's the most important? And now Eric, I think, and Doug will go into the immigration before we get into volcanoes, earthquakes. We got 2 hours. But I want people, if you put up Deuteronomy 28, verses 40 through 44, I sent it to you, I think, Eric. And if not, you know, I'll just wait for you. But Doug, this is really what's happening right now because we're seeing, thank you. Now, I want to read this through, and I'll just read verses 40 through 44. You shall have olive trees throughout all thy coast, but you shall not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olive shall cast its fruit. In other words, everything is going to be out of season in the harvest. Here's the sad one. You shall beget sons and daughters, but you shall not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and the fruit of thy land shall the locusts consume. There are hidden reports, I haven't seen them, that are quote-unquote classified. You know what the word classified, you know, means? It means basically keep the truth from the people, but all the insiders can just mock and basically ridicule those of us they call zombies. Now, this is really critical. And, Doug, I want you to respond to this one. The stranger that is within thee shall get up high above thee, very high, and thou shalt come down very low. Do you see that happening in America with Haitians, with Somalis, with all let's just say this, unvetted, not even medically checked? And ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand that. And Doug, maybe you can say this better than I can. Our heritage has moved from the pilgrims to the milgram. The milgram experiment is how people who actually have psychological problems under authority figures can get basically humans to turn on humans. And there's nothing worse than a little POS, figure it out, bureaucrat who enjoys inflicting pain. Oh, by the way, the Nazi death camps were full of that. And oh, by the way, is it not surprising that the nation of Israel's got, what, 80, 90% vaccination rate? And a lot of people are dying? Yet why would the children of the Holocaust, who said never again, want to inject every single one of their population? I will tell you simply why. Because the devil's moving them out for the presence of the AC when he comes on the scene. Now, Doug, I don't know if anybody's said that before. Maybe they have. I'm not just claiming it's original thought, but remember, the stranger that is within thee shall get up very high, and thou shalt come down very low. That basically means you're under their foot, okay? We'll get to the Chinese issue in a minute.
Well, before you move on from verse 43, yes. The stranger that is with, that is, it seems emphasized there, the stranger that is within thee. Now, does that first part, does that mean within thy, within your country, your kingdom, your nation? Is that what that means? Or is it inside? I mean, or is it, does it mean something else in that context?
Well, I think it really means within your borders.
Okay.
It means within your country. Because remember, this is in Deuteronomy 28. God gave specific commands to the children of Israel, what they were and were not to do. Okay.
Right.
And they weren't to go after foreign gods. They weren't to basically mate with, those who were of the Canaanite bloodline. They were basically told to keep their, if you will, themselves to God and their progeny to God. Now, I'm going to just say this too. I got to back up. Already, the USGS and others are claiming the 9.5 was a false report. I challenge that. You can believe that if you want, the 9.5 earthquake. I can tell you that the order that was given, according to someone on the inside, said under no circumstance can the true nature of the planet be revealed to the people. And pun intended, it is cracking up to be all that, if you will, the Hollywood science fiction movies have projected. So the 9.5, we'll get back to Deuteronomy, is being challenged already. Well, we've seen it challenged everything that, you know, and I'm telling you point blank that the report that came out from Switzerland. And the one who sent it to me was 8 hours ahead. And I can go look, but so it would have been 4 o'clock, I think, 4 a.m. my time. So everything that everybody's going to contest, Doug, every time you've told the truth, I've told the truth, Russ has told the truth, and we live in the realm of the truth. Here, what is it? The kingdom of liars come immediately. The kingdom of haters. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wonder where this is going, it was never about defending me or Doug or Russ or Craig Sawyer or anybody else. It was that the chicken people, manure, CMPs, chicken manure people, could not embrace what's about to come down on them. They could not embrace. Talk about shortages. Talk about the word selection would no longer be there. But what this is talking about in Deuteronomy, ladies and gentlemen, is a nation that was once blessed being brought pretty much to the dust. Now, listen to this one, Doug. This is incredible. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. We borrowed multi-trillions of dollars from China. We built China's manufacturing base. We, the American people, thought, I'm late, for a very good price at a blue light special. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you something. China bought the United States, and China owns the military. You can't say that. I'm saying it. What did you just see, Two-Face Millie? I'm going to call him the Janus General. Or Janus, J-A-N-U-S. That's the double-faced entity, the Greek entity, looking both directions. By the way, Doug, I immediately got challenged when I said Millie went to Russia. Well, during that time period, they moved the Russian equivalent of Millie. And I asked my military source guy, I said, so tell me, what respect does Millie have? And he said this, in the Russian high command, he said, there aren't enough tears to wipe the eyes of laughter. Never has a nation bluffed with nothing to show. Biden is threatening with more sanctions. Guess what? Somebody ought to tell the commandeer and thief, not commander in chief, commandeer and thief, that he's already, President Putin's already separated himself from the West. You can't hurt him. You can't. So here's what I'm trying to say. The stranger that is within thee shall get very high above thee, very high, and thou shall come down very low. He shall lend to that thee, you, and you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you know we shall be the tail. Now listen, here's the final verse. We'll go on to something else. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee and overtake thee. In other words, you can't sit on the Faces of Death book or blood splatter Twitter twatter. Look what's on the platter and think it's going to somehow escape you. It's not going to escape me. It's not going to escape any of us. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and thou shalt pursue thee and they'll pursue us and overtake thee till thou be destroyed because thou hearken not unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments and statutes which he commanded thee. Well, how about thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength and your neighbor as yourself? Oh, that doesn't count anymore. The thing is that America's hegemony is over. I said on your show, maybe 3 years ago? I'm sorry if I'm off here, but I think it was 3 years ago. No, it was before Trump even became president. I said NATO is toast, okay? NATO, yeah. And now we see it falling apart. The Australian, the U.S., and British submarine deal. I can tell you point blank, how can I know this stuff unless somebody tells me that you will watch France and Germany come into the Russian sphere And basically, they know that Putin will cut a deal. But one thing, Putin, I want people to understand something. He says what he's going to do, and he does it. And I'm not defending him. By the way, I think he is the smartest man in the world on this planet right now. That doesn't mean I endorse what he's doing, but only a fool would not recognize the caliber of a country that was brought back from, quite candidly, pillage and plunder to be and militarily the tech leader. A good example of that. The earthquake weapons that the Russians have used, Vladimir Zhirinovsky, and I forget how many years ago he was, probably 15, 20, talked about the Russian secret weapon called the Ellipton. It's E-L-I-P-T-O-N, Ellipton. And which he said he could think it split the world. Well, that's true. Even Defense Secretary Cohen, and I've quoted him ad nauseum, Zbigniew Brzezinski, National Security Advisor, patents for earthquake generation, volcano generation. And now we have a potential, I'm saying potential, for a mega tsunami on the Canary Islands, La Palma. And if you, Doug, and I'm going to throw it right back to you, if you wanted to take out the East Coast without firing a shot, and you had the electromagnetic weaponry, that's beyond HARP too, by the way, would you use that as long as you could basically cloak it? So then the world wouldn't say, well, Russians just destroyed. No, they're very, very smart. And then China on the opposite coast, the West Coast, on the Helena Slump, on the Big Island of Hawaii, which is the tallest mountain in the world if you go from seafloor level to the pinnacle of Mauna Kea, taller than Mount Everest, they talked about openly about hitting a 5 megaton, 10 megaton, whatever it took, nuclear weapon, to cause that to hit the West Coast. Well, all of the skeptics, scoffers, and somebody says, why do you guys always deal with them? Because we have to deal with them. And if you don't deal with them and start getting a handle on what, quote, the truth is as to how our government is covering up all of the invasionary forces already in the United States, if you don't understand the treason of Biden's last Hitlerian decree that any serviceman, it's not going to pass, I don't believe, because I think there's already bills to make it, any serviceman that does not take the vaccine will be kicked out, and Biden wants a dishonorable discharge. How freaking insane can the Republicans be, and even if there is such a thing, a moderate Democrat, not to begin impeachment on that guy, and it's going to be too late. You know, and again, we've got to get into this. Strangers that are within us, Asians, Somalis, you know, Chinese, Russians, everybody's already here. And they come and they've already planned, plotted, and agreed to split the United States up into 5 regions. Now, some people will just cannot believe that, but let me share this. Unbelief does not excuse, or let's see this, does not keep those negative ramifications from happening to you, to me, to us. I think about my children. I think about my grandchildren. I know you do too, Doug, because we have talks about this stuff. Where is the disconnect, ladies and gentlemen, of pregnant women taking the vaccination, mutagenic injection, having miscarriages, having, ladies and gentlemen, having issues with even the bodily, normal bodily development of their babies as they come forth? Where is the disconnect? Now these devils want to kill our children. When do we, Doug, here's a good question. If we didn't stand up for life in the days we could have, what makes us think we'll stand up for life when everybody's coming against us? This is the anti-life movement against those who are created in the image and likeness of God. I could care less. I don't give a darn what the atheists say. I don't give a darn what the agnostics say, because even those people are going to have Maxwell's silver hammer come down upon their head. And I'm not just talking about the Beatles song. I'm talking about so much is going to happen so fast. And Doug, I'm telling you point blank, and I'm on record, you know this, please respond. It's all going to happen at once. It is all happening at once.
You know, I think we can see that. Okay, and once again, folks, you know, we talk about a number of things, And we talk about how everything is interrelated. It really is. When you talk about the Great Reset, you're also talking about the establishment of the satanic, and I don't use that word lightly, the satanic world order, the new, you know, one world global governance. Okay, so that's what we're talking about. But there are a lot of moving parts. It just doesn't happen. It just doesn't, you know, okay, bang, here it is. There are steps, and then there are concurrent activities. In other words, activities happening at the same time in different parts of the sphere that really is creating or moving to create this. So what I guess what I'm saying is you've got things happening within the military. You've got things happening within the medical community. You've got things happening within the clergy. You've got things happening. I mean, insert area of influence or venue here. It's happening all together. And all of these are working together for the same end result, and that is the establishment of this satanic, the preparation for the Antichrist from a biblical perspective. And the people that, the people that are actually facilitating this are supposedly on our side. And it's, you'd be surprised to hear, the people who are facilitating this either wittingly, and I believe wittingly, or unwittingly. So, and here's what we're fighting against. When I say we, I'm talking about all of us. We're fighting against the microcosmic elements or the smaller, we're fighting the smaller battles as best we can. So they will, put a monkey wrench into the cogs of the bigger battles, because there's a contingency here. And I hope people understand this. If, you know, think of a chain of command. If part of that chain, or any chain for that matter, if part of that chain gets broken or gets weakened or corrupted for whatever reason, that chain breaks or is non-functional. Same thing with like a spoke on a wheel. If we attack and break one spoke or make one spoke problematic, that lessens the strength of the wheel. Same thing if you have a rope and you start cutting into that rope one fiber at a time. Pretty soon, all of a sudden, that rope is going to lose its textile strength because you're cutting into one fiber at a time. And that's what we're fighting against. And that's why what you just said, Steve, I think is so very important. And that's why everyone has to engage in this fight. You can't say, well, you know what? This information upsets me. I can't look at it. Now, I will say this. If it's not your calling to look at it, then don't. But it is, if it is, then do. Okay, because we all have jobs to do. But we can't hide our heads in the dirt or into a bodily crevice just because it's uncomfortable. So we're engaged, what you said, Steve, and I strongly agree with you on this. We are engaged in the battle of our lives right now. And anyone, by the way, who can't see this and how rapidly, has your breath been taken away by how rapid this all has happened in the last really 18 months, 24 months? And it crosses party line here in the States, and it crosses political lines all across the world. And it's really the globalist scumbaggery versus you and me. Versus the Christians, versus the Christian conservatives, versus the moral, people of morals, and the contempt, the disdain the other side has for you and me. Do not mistake this. Don't understate their contempt, because they hate us, and they laugh at us, and they call us kooks and conspiracy nuts and theorists. Well, you know what? Gee, conspiracy theory. Just one example. There was a message by Emerald Robinson, I believe it is, on Twitter, you know, about the vaccine passports. You know, just I think 6-7 months ago, they were, oh, what a conspiracy theory that was, that is, and how, you know, the fact checkers went after the people even mentioning COVID passes, green passes. That's all nonsense. That's all. They're a bunch of kooks, conspiracy kooks. Well, guess what? It's happening now. It's happening now. So all of this combined, Steve, you're 100% accurate. And people for whatever reason, maybe it's that strong delusion. They've given unto that strong delusion because they haven't kept up in the word or kept up in their faith. And I think a lot of this is faith-based. A lot of the delusion is the lack of faith, the lack of belief, taking God out of the picture, not looking at things through scriptural or biblical lens. That's what I think is taking place. Well, you know what?
Absolutely.
Who's doing that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So go ahead. I mean,
no, Doug, listen, what you're saying is so correct. And ladies and gentlemen, again, where have the people of God been? I'm going to say this. I woke up, as you know, I sleep, I go to bed, I wake up, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not just reiterating that a point. And immediately, and I was pondering something else, Doug. I'll get what I was pondering to in a minute. And I felt, here's what I felt. And when I say I felt it in my heart, I didn't hear God say 85 million people are going to die. But 85 million Americans are going to perish, be taken away in the night, be blown away in the day, and most of those will be Christians unless they get out of the churches. One of the fallen angel glyphs, and I'll probably put that one up if I can find it. Believe it or not, people, I'm working on three projects. I only got two hands, and I only have one brain, and I only have one mouth, and I don't have, and nor would I ever have, a phone implanted in my head. So my right ear is answered, my left ear is hanging up. That's not an excuse. I know, Doug, I'm racing against the clock. But saying all that, the fallen angels gave an edict out and said this: we will put our mouthpieces in the mega churches, and we will do this shortly before the economic collapse. So I go, boy, that's weird. And when you see it, maybe I'll get it, you know, if you take a quick break for a sponsor or something. But here's the thing. We're at a time unlike any in history. And where is the disconnect? I'll throw it back to you. Jesus said there's never been a time like this, nor would be again. If he didn't shorten the days for your elect's sake, there'd be no flesh left alive. Humanity would be destroyed. We have mutagenic alterations of the human genome. I believe that I just got an email. I haven't read it yet, but Ice Age Farmer Christian just put out a pretty telling, pretty telling podcast. And what he's talking about is the end of conscience, no soul, no free will. Those are the two things that God, and let me make a differentiation for people, because I think even most Christians don't understand this. That we're triune beings. We've got a body, we have a soul, we have a spirit. That's in the Bible. The spirit is what God breathed into the clay man. That's what Adam means, or Adam, if you want to say clay, man of clay. The interaction between God's spirit and the most beautifully sculpted by the very hands of Jesus Christ, because Colossians 1:16-17 says everything that's made, everything is made, and that exists, consists, it's through the word of God, meaning Jesus is the word. And God let Jesus breathe the breath of life. Now, people say, they'll split hairs, but I will tell you this. The point of contact with a breath of life and the clay, the man of clay, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, to the dirt, we all must, you know, truly return or we rust, you know. Someone says, how do you like old age? I said about as much as I like rust on stainless steel. Shouldn't be there, but that's another point. So the soul is the mind, the intellect, the will, and the emotions. I want to make that clear. Mind, will, intellect, and emotions. But that's what the carnal mind, apart from Jesus Christ, without the mind being renewed by the Spirit of God, what are we? We're emotional, carnal beings. And isn't it interesting, Doug, and I want to share this, the same sin that happened in the book of Genesis 6, the book of Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, and it says there were giants in those days before the flood and after the flood. I've said it 1,000 times. Somebody who's very bright said, well, where did the giants come from after the flood? That's where they came. But now all of that genetic material has been captured, is being seized, is being appropriated in the super soldier program. And so just to put this back on track for everyone, We're in a position unlike any other time in history. And this is, again, this is Christian Westbrook's, I'll put it up, you may want to, Ice Age Farmer, No Soul, No Free Will, The End of Humanity. We're already seeing that Bill Gates, what was it, Doug, 10, 15 years ago, wanted to genetically alter the face center of human beings. So basically, any appeal to God's spirit or consciousness would be wiped out. I don't understand it. I can't explain it. But I'm seeing testimonies, aren't you, of people say, help, I can't sense God anymore. I don't know where the point of it's too late. I don't know the point of miracles. I don't know if all of a sudden God's going to move. I don't know these things. But I will tell you this, that the differentiation between a biblical, I would say this, viewpoint of the body redeemed, where God says your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. People always want to see the big buildings, but they never want to see that God's kingdom is within. And it's righteousness, peace, and joy. But ladies and gentlemen, I got to share this with you. The argument against Christians taking the vaccine is totally anti-biblical. Yet the biggest ministries in the United States have embraced it, actually around the world. What you're seeing is the very, Doug and I said this years ago, actually I'm on record saying this probably the first year of my radio broadcast, when persecution comes to the bride and to the body of Christ, it will come from the religious factor or section who will capitulate, and they will demand our blood at the hands of whatever military junta, ruling party, whatever. Aren't we seeing that right now, the vilification of Christians? Aren't we seeing that all over the world, the slaughter of Christians? And American Christians thought, well, that's over there. Who cares? It's not coming here. It's coming to your front door.
It's already here. You know, Steve, it's already here to the extent that...
Yeah, I stand corrected. It is here.
But you know, this is why, and I hope people understand, that, in my view anyway, this is why when we call out Christians, it's one thing to be betrayed by someone outside of your circle, outside of your family, outside of your sphere of friends and influencers. It's another thing to be betrayed by people inside that sphere. So this is why, in my view anyway, Steve, you and I have been talking about the Christians who are actively undermining the true Christianity of the Bible, and who are going along with this global reset. And this is why it's so tremendously important to, in my view anyway, to make sure you know who you're listening to make sure you know who you are associated with, because that very person could turn you in, and you know, they could sell you by saying, hey, look, at least the trains are running on time, right? Okay, so get on the train. Yep. So the deception level right now, and I've never seen this before in my life, the level of deception is so high that we have to be on guard at all times with everyone. And, you know, don't trust anybody, or don't trust just anybody. Pray, vet, and ask God for discernment, because the very people that you may confide in today will be the very people that are putting you on the trains tomorrow. And yes, trains. I go back to Project Veritas, FDA. Hey, you know, put them all in the camp, basically. All right. So that's the way they feel about you and I as people, as Christians, as people who know what's going on. And that breaks my heart. I mean, it does. You know, Steve, let me ask you, are those people who identify as Christians, who are engaged in this, do they know what's going on, or are they themselves deluded?
I would say both. Some know and some don't. But again, we know that the Bible is very clear that in the last days prior to the second coming of Jesus Christ, that men will give heed to seducing spirits. And seduction always gives them something they want. Let's say it's women. Well, we're already seeing one of the biggest music ministries in the world having issues with their senior pastors playing, playing Solomon with the harem in their congregation. Does that come across? In essence, they're committing adultery. They're married and they're having sex with young Christian workers who see them as a man or a person of God. Okay?
That's by definition, I would say, a cult then. A cult. Not a cult, but a cult. Well, would it not?
Sorry, Doug.
No worries.
Yeah. Maybe, you know.
As a matter of fact, let's take this opportunity right now. I do need to take a break. We do need to take a break. Top of the hour. You're listening to the Hagmann Report right here on the Global Star Radio Network. That's HagmannReport.com. For all the program descriptions, go to HagmannReport.com. Click on today's episode, and in the episode description box, you'll see all of the links to Gen 6, to Steve Quayle and such. Okay, do that for me, please. And while I'm talking about the value of information, you know, the word value to me means something, and although this might seem like an awkward segue into this, it's really not, because you know, value's got different meanings. Value is saving money as well. I've got a sponsor, a corporate sponsor, as a matter of fact, that will help you save money, and a lot of money. And I appreciate them for standing by us, because you know, right now it's not that many, and it's growing fewer. But let me ask you this question. Have you ever looked at your credit card statement and been shocked by the interest rates? I know I have. You know, they entice you with, hey, you can buy this now and not have a payment for 90 days or a year or 6 months. But when you look at the interest rates, it's just astounding what they're charging these days. But did you know you can actually roll all of your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate? Oh, yes, you can. Lightstream.com/Hagmann. Write that down. Commit that to memory. Lightstream.com/Hagmann. Lower your interest rate and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Rates start at 5.93% APR. Yeah, that's not a stutter. 5.93% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. Plus, the rate's fixed, so it's not going to go up over the life of the loan. And you can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and there's really no fees at all. You can even get your money the same day as you apply. You know, Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Now, here's what you have to do. Listen carefully. Just for our listeners, and I want to thank the fine folks at Lightstream for fixing up the listeners of the Hagmann Report, and we've taken advantage of this, and I urge you to as well. Apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Hagmann. I'm going to spell it out for you. It's LIGHTSTREAM. That's lightstream.com/Hagmann. Remember, there are two N's on the Hagmann. It's subject to credit approval. Rates range from 5.93% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply. And offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Hagmann for more information. And as I always say, you will be glad you did. You will thank me later. That's lightstream.com/Hagmann. Thank you to the fine folks there. And, you know, while we deal with all of this mess, we still have to take care of business. And that's business that you will be happy that you're taking care of. Trust me when I tell you this. I don't talk about anything I don't use. And that brings me to this second point here, Gen6.com. Folks, if you haven't done so already, get the Extinction Protocols. Even if you might have heard about it the last show that Steve was on, you might say, I really don't need it. No, you know, that was a couple of months ago. It's old. Oh man, let me tell you, this information is becoming more and more relevant every day. So go to Gen6.com, purchase Extinction Protocols 2021 video on demand. Or get your video, get your DVDs. I'm going to tell you right now, order your protocols DVDs. It's amazing. And I love having the DVDs in my library. I really do. But lastly, if you're not subscribed to Steve Quayle, his Q files, and you know what I think? Steve has not told me anything about this. We've not talked about this. But I'll tell you something. Here's what I believe. I believe that there will come a time, because of the censorship, level of censorship, that the only thing you're going to be able to do if you want to hear Steve Quayle is to be a member of his Q files. That's what I think. That's coming. I really do. I don't know how we're going to handle it on our end, but I know Steve is already prepared for it. So sign up for the Q files, exploring the universe, and the information that he gives is second to none. So that's Q files. Go to stevequayle.com. Click on the Q files. Subscribe there and just have at it, because man, there's just a lot of information there. So, that's my brother. I believe, I mean, I look at him as my brother. I don't have any, siblings, and he's my brother indeed. So, the information that he provides, what's that? Keep going. Okay. You want me to do a song and dance thing? Seriously. It's interesting how when we have, episodes sometimes that we, things go sideways and you just have to go with things. I mentioned Emerald Robinson, before. Now she's a social media influencer. She had just written this. And think about this, folks, because those people who are still thinking that we can vote our way out of the mess in 2022 midterms or 2024, or just wait, you know, we can fix this. I don't believe that there's any solution. This is me. I don't believe that there's any solution other than we're going to have to fight our way out. Now, am I advocating that? No. But do I see any other solution? I don't think we're being given any other solution. Do you? And I want to hear this. Folks, all you have to do is subscribe to our channel on Rumble or Brighteon and leave a comment. I want to hear from you. Do you think that we can actually fix our way out of this mess? Now, I believe that part of fixing our way out is repentance, biblical repentance, repentance to God for what we've done or haven't done. That's part of it. But I also believe that we are not going to make it to 2022 in the way that we did to midterms in the 90s or in the early 2000s, even though there were some issues there. So I really believe, again, based on everything I'm seeing here, that we're going to be having to fight our way out of this if there is a will. So I'm going to ask you, do you believe as an audience, do you believe there are any other ways? And I hope you do, and I hope there are. But Emerald Robinson said, you know, again, a social media influencer, one of many, but as America slides into tyranny, notice what the GOP Republican leadership is doing. And the response is nothing, which shows that there are no political solutions at all, and no political solutions to a spiritual problem in which we find ourselves. But, you know, okay. There's really only one party, and that's the elitist, the globalist, the Klaus Schwab big tech party that's against the people. And you just give me a heads up when things are back to normal. All right. So, Steve, I hope you're okay, brother, and I appreciate all you do.
Hear me?
Oh yeah. Okay, you're back. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I just sent Eric. I know a lot of people are, you know, excited, and they really are because of the Glyph Project.
Yeah.
But what's critical is to understand, you guys, that there are people who you see as human beings, and this will blow everybody's mind, I understand, but are not humans. They're fallen angels in earth suits. And I sent Eric, I think Doug Diamond put together the different Bidens. The Biden that appeared at the United Nations the other day, and you saw a profile of him on Drudge Report, is not the same guy. And I asked Eric if he could take a look at it, and we don't have to do it right now, but if Eric can put up the fallen angel glyph with the translation, it's not the one I wanted. Doug, I have so many of them, and unfortunately, my ADD doesn't put them in. Okay. Now, this was given about a week ago, and leave it up there, and I'll read it, Eric, and then I'm going to digress again. I wish I could read this. Good night. It looks like my average night of sleep. But we will make a global push to raise the tensions between all major leaders for the next 2 weeks. The objective is to have one of the leaders start a significant war. Now, I want to deal with something I just got, this is going to be one of the most astonishing fundraisers for Doug, the Hagman Report. It's going to be mind-blowing, and keep praying for it, ladies and gentlemen, because I got people in Mexico, I got people that are being hassled by, and only God is keeping Jesse alive, and he won't let me tell what's going on. I don't blame him. Because I think people, Doug, think this is melodrama, you know? And what I can't I can't get through, and this is really critical, is you're watching the taking apart of the United States military by the Satanists in the military, driving out constitutionalists, Christians for sure, absolutely giving them ultimatums. What you're seeing is a bankrupting of the United States economy, military, and the non-compliant politicos. And it's critical that people understand this. The reason Texas is, you know, obviously it's got one of the biggest borders, you know, with Mexico. But the deal is, look what's happening with Texas. Look what's happening always. The globalists hate Texas because the Texans understand the word freedom. The Texans understand, not all of them. I know they got, you know, bad actors there too. But ladies and gentlemen, we must pray for Texas, because it is the modern-day Normandy and Utah Beach of the immigrant invasion. Even Lara Logan put out a really important thing. I'm the one, and I don't think she knows this, but and it's not about credit. It's about God giving you warning a quarter of a century ago. Granted, not everybody who watches Hagman. I had a guy call me, Chicken Little, because the sky is always falling. You know what I called him? You're going to love it, Doug. A little play on words. Chicken shittle, okay? And, or chicken skittle, if that makes people happy.
Oh, that's racist, Steve. Racist. Skittles, oh, no.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I'm warning people that God said his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I have no clue how many people that applies to on this broadcast, okay? I don't know. But I will tell you something that's important. I think it's critically important. There will be no quarter given to the Christians. They are absolutely destroying, right before our very eyes, they're destroying the nurses. They're destroying the doctors who have conscience, the researchers, people that know the truth. Yet, forget the truth. If you tell the truth, you're either vilified or murdered. And for one who started the whole dead scientist track years and years ago, calling it even when David Kelly was found in a park in London, they claimed he killed himself. I said he didn't kill himself. I was on Coast to Coast. All I'm trying to say is to get people's attention. It's later than we think. Now, Doug, yesterday in Bozeman, Montana, I had the opportunity and to talk to one of the people that works at the Bozeman Post Office.
All right.
They told me four people walked off the job yesterday because McDonald's is paying more than U.S. Post Office. No kidding. I had a FedEx driver tell what's going on. If you don't know this, and if you would put that up, Eric, I just sent you the thing that people have got to be aware of, if you would.
All right. We're working on that. Okay.
Yep.
So, okay.
Yeah. So here's what I'm saying. There's going to be a total shutdown of USPS, United States Postal Service. There's going to be a total shutdown of FedEx. This is a fear mongering. There's going to be a total shutdown.
Hang on a second. What do you want up, Steve? The border issue, border thing, or no?
No. The other thing I think I just sent him, Eric. Right. It would have been what's going on. It said FedEx and USPS in the subject line.
Yeah. We don't have that one yet, brother. It's got to go through the NSA, you know, five times before you get it.
Okay. Well, anyway, then put up the border issue right now. We do have that one.
All right. Here it comes. This is the border issue.
Okay.
And this relates to what you were saying anyway, so go ahead.
Yeah, you go ahead and read this.
All right.
Give me a break from my voice.
Yeah, that's fine. And folks, you know, say a prayer for Steve, because, you know, he's battling this every year, you know, and as we get older, it only gets worse. So, I know, because I'm getting older. We all are, right? All right. Here's what this says. We have been seeing illegals crossing the border unscathed. There are buses waiting for them. Who arranged for that? And isn't that the great question? Who arranged for that? Where do these buses go? Now we know. Number one, the government is making arrangements with Homewood Suites for one, paying them to fill hotels up with illegals. Now, do you want me to stop or read all five? I'll read all five.
Keep going on.
All right. So think about that, folks. Again, opining here. The government contacts Homewood Suites. Say, hey, you know what? We need your hotel. We're going to fill it up with illegals. Number two, the government is contracting with bus companies. That's right. Hey, you own a bus? You own a fleet of buses? We're going to fill them up with illegals, invaders. Okay, number three, moving them to red states and sanctuary cities. Wait, what? Red states and sanctuary cities. Why red states? Well, why do you think? You know, you can figure it out. Number four, the government is contracting to feed them. Hey, you know what? My granddaughter, she's a little bit hungry right now. And you know, they're out of formula. All right. And they're out of baby food. Wonder where that food is going to. Huh. Maybe illegals. All right. Number five. The hotels are closed for normal business. Do you realize that we have a team up here from men and women from all over the country right now working on one of the biggest investigations we've ever worked on? And do you realize the number of rooms in this area that are taken up by, ready for it, wait for it. Eric, say it with me. Illegals. All right, studio audience, sit down. We have a vast studio audience here. Actually, they're clapping for Steve Quayle right now. But Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. So, Steve, there it is, right there, right? So, I guess...
Here's the deal, Doug. Further down, people go to these hotels, and American citizens are shooed away as they are the evil. Ladies and gentlemen, the old formula from a quarter of a century ago, IVND, India, Victor, November, Delta. Identify, vilify, nullify, destroy. Okay, we're in the nullification process. We are being made as Christians to be the same thing that Hitler did to the Jews when he called them rats. And by the way, I stand by my statement. I believe I was the first one to say it. I said the whole mask mandate is nothing more than America's yellow star moment. And ladies and gentlemen, you're watching it take place before our eyes. Now you have these entities. Now, again, I want to make it clear. When I use the word entity, I mean they are either fallen angels in earth or they're demon-possessed people that the demons are in control of, and the human spirit has yielded to them. You don't believe in demons? The whole world does. You're ignorant. Oh, gee, though, Doug, the people sure like to watch, you know, stuff like, you know, The Exorcist, don't they? We've got some of the leading Catholic exorcists, and there are real ones. Because guess what? The Catholics will take it on. The evangelicals, which the majority of the ones I've met, they don't want to talk about anything. I'm not going to give the devil any credit. Well, I said, well, brother, you know, good statement, because you just gave him the credit because you're afraid. And, you know, sometimes, Doug, I know that you know this, you can taste fear. I know you.
I've tasted a boatload of it. Yes.
Yeah. So what I'm talking about is this. You know, here's a good question. I want to read this. I read we will fight China/Russia, but China owns USA. Not enough of it, because Z wants all the guns taken away. Well, of course, same reason Japan wouldn't invade the United States is because all the American gun owners. Do they really mean we will hand ourselves over to the Chinese Communist Party and let them win? Well, based on General Milley, absolutely. So what I think people have got to understand, we're a divided nation. A house divided cannot stand. And by the way, Eric, if now I think you should have the Costco thing, not Costco, excuse me, USPS and FedEx, can you put that up? Doug, this is critical.
And that's just text, right? There's no, yeah, okay, text. Yeah. Yeah,
we last thing I just sent them.
Right. All right, stand by. It's coming up. And folks, if you're, look, if you're driving, listening to this by way of Global Star Spreaker or any of the audio platforms, go to HagmanReport.com, we'll watch this. But, very important text. Go ahead, Steve. If you want me to read it, I will for your voice.
Yeah, I'd like you to read it and okay. Go beyond too, because, you know, and just, you know, Eric, follow Doug's reading, because this again, is happening all the, in Bozeman, Montana, you can go to work for McDonald's and make $22. So starting wage at the U.S. Postal Service in Bozeman. And Doug, just to get express mail, sometimes they don't even bring in the mail trucks from Billings or whatever, Denver, the center that services Bozeman, because they don't have enough people to unload the trucks. Yeah. So this is all by design. So remember, I said, and I'm on record, and go, and maybe we'll put it up, We'll go, but read it and then I'll address it after you've read it. And I will not interrupt you.
No, I have to say this. We had mail delivery in a private contracting vehicle in where I'm at. So this is true. So USPS, United States Postal Service, the entire postal union is prepared to walk out if salaries are not fixed and if the JAB requirement is not lifted. I tend to think the latter is greater than the former, but okay, let's go with this. I expect close to a total walkout by mid to late October based on the caustic discussions going on in D.C. right now. I can verify that as well. Okay, number two. Amazon drivers are now being docked in pay if the AI camera in the truck thinks they are being too careful, misspelling there, too careful in their driving, and they do not make all the deliveries in the time allotted. And I happen to have a conversation with an Amazon driver because we had an issue. And that is actually true. And a lot of errors are being made because of that. Okay. Many drivers are just parking the trucks and walking off the job. About 30% of the drivers nationwide have quit already. And this is building to the peak time for Amazon. Remember, the Christmas holiday season is just around the corner, right? All right. FedEx will no longer have delivery drivers if the JAB is a requirement and if the pay is not fixed. Again, former over the latter, but both hand in hand. And, okay, so number four. Number three. Okay, so number four. 90% of the long-haul truckers will stop driving unless the JAB requirement. Or did I just read that? Okay, no, I'm sorry. 90% of the long-haul truckers will stop driving unless the JAB requirement is removed as part of the DOT health certificate. I feel like Mr. Marble's here with a teleprompter. Okay, based on the above data, consider transportation of goods ended in the USA by late October. Now, is that an overstatement? I don't know, but I'll tell you what, it's real. Those points are real, and I can verify at least two of the four. So that's just me. God bless you, Steve. If that was a sneeze or what?
No, it's just a cough again. And I hear when people cough. You guys can edit it at your convenience, but here's the deal. 28 years ago, and I know this, you know, I gave a prophecy. By the way, I don't have one every day, every week, every year. I go for decades sometimes, and I'm not saying a prophet, but those will stand the test of scrutiny and also the test of slander against me. But here's the deal. The word that was given 28 years ago is a time would come when no trucks would run, no planes would fly. There would be no goods happening. And this is why I think we're at that point. And God said, I will bring the United States of America to a complete standstill. God can do that, Doug. And I want everybody to understand, even during the first lockdown, solitary confinement, psychological murder, death, and mayhem, that you could still order on Amazon or get takeout. How do you get takeout from a restaurant when there's nothing that they took in that they can prepare and you can take out? It's the takeout and takedown of the American consumer already underway.
That's right.
No planes would fly. Already we're seeing the airlines are losing booking because of their draconian BS. And the true number of pilots dying in cockpit and flight all over the world is in the hundreds, not in the half dozen, because they had to have the mandatory jab. So the idea is this. Is that when God brings a nation to a complete standstill to consider its ways, the next thing is usually war on the shores or war within the gates or war within the borders. And ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to have to worry about your Haitian or your Somali or your Afghani being fed. Good night. They get the cream of the crop. Meanwhile, I just get emails right now on the, I'm getting an email in real time, and by the way, I'm taking care of it. I just want people to know of a woman who just lost her veteran husband who was a Navy SEAL. She can't pay for the ambulance bill. They're going to basically turn her over to a credit agency, which will just harangue her. I just sent her an email, right before I went on with you and said, not going to happen. You'll have the money overnight. But even people that send me checks to buy precious metals, I want people to understand something. Everything is slowing down. That's why anybody who's going to buy precious metals, look, this is a pitch. I've been in the business for 38 years. I know what the state and the fate of available metals is. I don't sell anything I have to wait on unless I tell people. And usually I'll find a secondary source. In the meantime, we ship metals by FedEx only. Even, I think, Doug, people have got to understand this. The rules and regulations for USPS, FedEx, and UPS are becoming so hard that people just can't live with it. The overtime, and I don't know all their pay scales, but what's a chance that, you know, I would get this, whatever the time was, late last night, and having, you know, listen, 12 hours before, talking to a postal employee from Bozeman, talking Daryl, my manager, talking to FedEx, talking to UPS, and these are amazingly good people. But what people don't understand, and I don't know, maybe you're a much clearer communicator than I am. What do you do when nothing is available and nothing can be ordered? There's no delivery. Well, people say, well, it can't get that bad. It's going to get worse than that statement. Will you respond to that, please? Yeah,
well, first of all, better communicator, I don't think so. I could barely string two sentences together sometimes, most of the time. But despite that, okay, so what do we see? You know, just go into any store. Eric the Tech had gone into Sheetz, which is like a convenience store up here, saying, hey, you know what, the supply issues, this is a real thing. We're not getting our stuff to make your stuff. So, you know, what do we do? We're seeing a lack of product on shelves in certain grocery chains. Now, I'm not going to mention the chains, but they're big in the Northeast. So is this happening like all at once? No, but it's happening with at such a rapid pace that I never thought I'd see it at this level. So what happens when we don't have I'm not talking about, you don't have a choice between, Stroman's bread and Smith's bread or whatever. I'm talking about when there's no bread. I'm talking about when there's nothing to buy. Oh, you want to buy the flour so you can make the bread and the yeast so you can make the bread? Well, we got some flour and some yeast, but not a lot. So the supply shortages that we're seeing, and Steve, correct me if I'm wrong, this is a combination of not just the transportation system, but also the suppliers who supply the raw materials for the goods going out. Is that a true statement? Because
the whole supply chain, okay?
Right.
From production to processing, to transportation, to distribution. And by distribution, I'm talking to the consumer at the consumer level. I was in a store in Bozeman yesterday, and I forget what I was looking to buy. Green tea. Green tea, one of the best teas you can drink. Ladies and gentlemen, anything that's imported, and again, get a hold of Doug, buy out Doug's coffee, because coffee is the most in-demand product globally and worldwide. And Doug, I guarantee that there will be people, you mark my words, that people would be willing to pay whatever would equal hundreds of dollars or whatever the silver or gold is worth just for a 2.5 or 5 pound bag of coffee. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. But I was in the store and I was looking for tea, green tea. Looking at it, it looked kind of like a checkerboard. You know, you could get all these different brands. Not really, because all the brands that I was in there for, I forget the brand, it's irrelevant. Finally, I found one box of tea. Then I noticed something. I walked down the whole place where the tea and, you know, all that kind of stuff is. And guess what? There was no backstock. They all had one box moved to the forward. Have you seen that on the shelves?
I have. It's been disconcerting, Steve. I have. I'm going to tell you, with one product in particular, I'm not going to say what it is, but I've seen, at first I saw this, a limited supply. Now this is a product actually where there was quite a bit of shelf space dedicated to this particular product and some variations of the same product. And then I saw the variations gone and the shelf space reduced. And now I'm seeing where that product, the selection, as you've pointed out, the selection is not there. The selection options are not there. And the product itself is becoming less stocked on the shelf. And again, I don't want to say what the product is, but my wife went to the grocery store, I think it was yesterday or the day before, and it's gone. It's an empty space there in the shelf. So she asked the manager when this product would be coming in. And the manager said, have no clue. No clue if it's going to come back in or when. Why is that? She just asked. And he said, we don't know. We just can't, pretty much with regard to everything, we just can't tell anymore. And that was a very telling statement. And you know what? I got to tell you something, Steve. That kind of shook her up and woke her up even more to what's going on. So yes, you've been right, and this is correct. This is happening.
Can I ask a question? Is it more important, or some people say, well, he always has to be right. No, it's more important that those who listen, even skeptically, don't die. Yes. You know, again, Doug, for so many years, and I used to fret because, and I did, I'm sorry. I obviously understand, but I used to fret, God, I don't want any of these people that you're raising up and bringing to Jesus to be lost. He says, Steve, you lift him up. Their walk is my problem. Now that freed me. Okay. So if you've witnessed to people and they're backsliding and they once knew Jesus, look, a backslider can come back to Jesus. A blasphemer can't. Okay. And the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost is really simple. Attributing to the work of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit and everything else, attributing that as works of the devil, okay? Jesus said all manner of sin. And I got people in my email that do that all day long. Yeah. And only God knows when they step over the line. But you and I both know people that have stepped over the line.
Yeah, of course. I just want to just jump in here real quick. You know, one of the things, because I monitor various message boards. Okay. What do they call them? They don't call them that anymore, I guess, forums or whatever. And, public comments, away from the social media part. And I've been seeing more and more and more people saying, and for folks, you may not like them. I don't care what you think of them. People saying, you know what? Alex Jones was right 20 years ago. Alex Jones was right 15 years ago. But as Steve pointed out, it's really not the fact about it being right or about any one person being right. It's the fact about the message being correct. And the message is so important that it can save your life. So when I say, Steve, that you know, you are right, it's about, it's more than you being right. It's about the message being accurate and having been foretold so people can prepare rather than mock the message and be unprepared and begging for, something to be done now, if that makes sense.
Well, it does, Doug. Excuse me. It does, Doug. But one of the things that's really problematic is this. There used to be a statement in the prep movement. I know a lot about it, you know, and I'm sorry to sound like a broken record, but I pretty much was one of the four or five guys that initiated in a big way nationally, okay? There were all prep stores in Salt Lake City, stuff like that. We had Nitro Host with Harry in Salt Lake, and we had Bill Pierce, Survival Inc., you know? And we had, I don't even remember all of them, but we had a guy that was basically the father of all prep movements named Mal Tappan, T-A-P-P-E-N or A-N, it doesn't matter. But he was talking about the days we're seeing right now with the ammunition, that you would see the day when you'd be looking at a buck around. And there was a time, ladies and gentlemen, even 22 caliber ammunition, especially was like something like CCI, that's a brand name, brass casing, and their fastest, whether it was called Maxi or whatever. I mean, you were looking at what used to be $200 a case hitting $1,000 a case five times. Chicken wings. Now, I'm not a fan of chicken wings because I have to deal with two-legged chickens. And, you know, I have to deal with their droppings, okay?
But I'm a fan of chicken wings. And, Steve, this is criminal. And, folks, guys, I know, and some women, too. Look, I know you like chicken wings. Listen to this, okay? Because this should tell you the state of things right now. Go ahead, Steve. Go ahead.
Chicken wings have gone at wholesale level from $50 a case to $200 a case and are expected to rise amongst that. Listen, I talk to people. I've known a lot of people in Bozeman, who were in the restaurant business. I ran into them, and shortages and costs, especially meat, Doug. And again, that's the UN. Listen, you guys, when they're telling you to eat, yeah, that too, but when they're telling you to eat insects, or you're going to have a cockroach sandwich, that would be in honor of them, I'm sure, you know. But the bottom line is, they're not kidding. You're going to be limited to 1,500 calories a day. And what people are missing on all this Mark of the Beast stuff and everything associated with the mark and the vaccine passport, what everybody's missing, in my opinion, Christians the most, you're not even going to be able to go into a grocery store and say, okay, I'll buy that pot roast. Gee, it's $150 for 4 pounds. Somebody actually sent me a photo of a pot roast for 4.5 pounds. It was $98, okay?
I got a picture of, I guess it's Kobe beef, but maybe not. It's a higher end cut of beef, $69 a pound.
Well, that sounds right for Kobe, okay?
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was, but it was. I'm just thinking to myself, who can afford that? I mean, I can't afford that. Eric the Tech certainly can't afford it on what I pay him. But sorry about that.
Yeah, no. But here's the deal. That's the whole point. Nobody can afford it except the elite. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, I will say this too. I want to broaden this. If you've been listening to Doug Hagman for a minimum of 1 year, the reason I say that, and you are a nurse that has lost your job, and you are basically, how am I going to put food on my table? Email me. Just tell me in one paragraph, I stood against the vaccine. I will send you funds to help you. And I send specific amounts based on specific needs. Now, why am I doing that?
Wait. Please, no third party. Can you help X yes. or Mrs. X or Miss? No third. No. It's got to be directly from the source because, we've been burned before. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. As a matter of fact, I just got one of those in right now. You know, I will take no third party. You know why? Because there's sometimes when people are honest, well, I just have been helping at $200 a month and I can't do it any longer. Well, that's at least honest. But when Joe says, hey, I know a vet down the street. No, that's not. I am given charge. And that means the Lord said, I want you. And the different categories. First of all, vets and widows. Okay. Vets and widows. Second of all, single moms and single fathers. It's not in a pecking order. But I'm saying if you are a nurse and you have stood and you've been fired, then I want you, or not fired, but you resigned. Please, I'm going to raise money. Look, I know there's all these causes out there raising money, and I'm giving money to them too. But this is special, Doug. I love nurses, okay? I do. I love the fact that they still have the C word, compassion. We're coming into a world where compassion is being bred out of the super soldiers. They will not hesitate to do things I won't even speak of. Compassion, love, mercy. Those are all the fruits of the Spirit. Yet the living God pled for the United States, pled with the United States. And even since 9/11, and then you have that entity Bush with a W comparing peaceful protesters to the Taliban. And you have the Biden, basically, you know, and the Secretary of State. Saying we want to give them $600 million. They just got $95 freaking billion worth of free military. As Glenn Beck said, 50 of those helicopters were state of the art. The Chinese are in there taking everything apart. Russians are in there taking everything apart. And ladies and gentlemen, not a call against the treason. And here's what I want everybody to say. or to understand, when you say they can't do it, they've done it. When you think that, well, somebody will bring them to, no one's going to bring them. No one. Supreme Court, Clarence Thomas said, doesn't exist anymore. In essence, they've become political. There is no foundation. We're like ancient Israel. And the bottom line is we're under judgment just as they are. And for the record, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that you're watching the population being culled in Israel itself. And I call that Mengele madness. I've written about the Nazis. I really do know what I'm talking about. And if you know what Zyklon B is, Zyklonb, understand that that's being distributed to FEMA camps right now. Well, how could I know that? I couldn't unless someone told me. And I keep saying that, Doug, because I think people, you know, by the way, I don't microdose on LSD. I don't macrodose on LSD. I don't sit around going, well, let me see what a line of BS I can sling. When I am speaking, and I said this to the Lord, I said, Lord, I say this and then I get corrected, but I didn't make a big enough difference. Now, I can't judge what I can't see, okay? But what I can see, and I did by all you who sent me cards, Doug, I got, I don't know, 300 birthday cards. I got gifts that were neat, like the trumpet. There's a trumpet behind me. There's a microphone behind me. God bless you, Brother Bobby. And I always want to be thankful for everything. I've got elephants. People know I love elephants. If I had my way and I had the money, I'd be buying swaths of land in Africa, kind of like what William Holden did, the movie star, to protect the species. Because listen, ladies and gentlemen, all life is beautiful because God created it. And God created life, and as you see the uniqueness, and that's why I like lions. Trust me, I'm not a small cat guy. I don't like meow men. I like the lions. I like the tigers. I've got a cool picture of a Bengal tiger over on the wall over there. I like stuff that's regal. And yet you as a Christian are called to be above those things, not to destroy them, not to hunt them. I've broken off relationships with guys over trophy hunting that'll go and blow away an elk. I'm into photography. I'd rather see a live elk, beautiful photograph, than just see some antlers on the wall. And then this loathsome creature would only take the tenderloin of the elk and leave the rest of it to rot. I have no issues with people who hunt. I have no issue with people that put meat on the table. They're probably in better health than anybody else. But the point is, see, this is the attitude that is so prevalent. And just put that, ladies and gentlemen, you are a trophy. You are a trophy to be taken by the global elite Satanists. You are not aware because in order to spare you, and that's a good word, isn't it, Doug? You are not aware of the horrific things that go on that, quite candidly, and somebody says, well, let me give you. No, because if we gave you the imagery, trust me, the devil would use it against you. But I will say this, if you understand what the Spanish Inquisition was about, if you understand what the Aztec sacrifice is about, if you understand what human sacrifice / cannibalism is all about. And oh, by the way, Doug, did you see the article? San Diego Museum is having a cannibal exhibit. Maybe you can find that, Eric. San Diego Museum. And really, they said, once you get over the yuck factor, I think it's their words, it kind of makes sense. We've been genetically altered on a genomic scale to become cannibals with our little brothers and sisters, flavoring our foods, food additives, and the rich taking young blood. What in the blazes? What in the blazes would possess, there's the word, possess someone to live at the expense of butchered babies? Well, I'll make it simple for you. The appetite of demons expressed to you humans. The lie, the greatest lie in the world is the same as it was, you know, in the Garden of Eden when the devil tempted Eve and said, you shall not surely die. You shall not surely die. The transhumanists have taken that and they're trying to do everything they can, no matter at what expense or whose expense, to live forever, because in their mind, Satan has made them think they're special. All of those.
You know, Steve, you mentioned this, and this came to my mind. We've often talked about this, about the men, the women, the elite, if you will, which is translates to the scumbaggery of the earth, wanting to live forever, become small g gods. And I, you know, would I be correct to say that one of the key motivating factors of living forever would be to avoid the judgment of our living God? Does that factor into things?
Well, sure it does, because that's the promise of Lucifer to them. Mm. I mean, and ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand something. One of the, again, the glyphs, you saw an example previously, and Doug, if I can remember, the next time we do a podcast, I'll share, you know, the next one that is so telling. I actually sent it to you ahead of time. But my mouth dropped open. My mouth just dropped open. And I thought, I want somebody to understand this. I am in no way trying to inculcate, draw, or build curiosity. I'm only sharing what I prayerfully and carefully do pray over, because there comes a point where Pandora's box wants to be opened by very immature people. And I'm only saying this, that I told, and you know this, you know, one of the translations that you saw came with the admonishment from the translation team. You do not even open this unless you cover your eyes and cover your mind with the blood of Jesus. Correct?
Yes.
Correct. So, yes. Yep. Yes. So why I'm saying that, I mean, I know what was sent to you. I sent it. But the point is that we're at a time now where the horror and gore of folklore is coming into our dimension. It's one thing to see it in a sci-fi movie. It's another thing to deal with in your bedroom. One of the most important books I've ever written, and I mean, I still have them, and I want to make this clear. Once I'm done with the books I have in stock, and I'm going to have Daryl put up, I think there's a quantity counter, but Little Creatures is probably the most, future-looking book I wrote when I wrote it. And what's interesting is that I'm getting emails. People are having encounters with this stuff, and it freaks them out, okay? Knowledge, it's not the knowledge of good and evil, but it's the knowledge of the power of God to overcome evil. Because the scripture says, submit yourself to God, in the book of James, resist the devil, and he must flee. There are certain rules, and one of the rules, and God laid it down the devil, he's got to tell the people on earth what he's going to do before he does it. And seriously, Doug, this is why knowledge ahead of time will save you panic at the time. And I think that's really critical. Knowledge ahead of time will save you at the panic. So I want to reiterate two dates I think are critical. Obviously, the Congress has voted to extend the debt limit. Will the Senate? Yeah, probably at the last minute. But that doesn't stop the Fed, the independent bankers and billion trillionaires from around the world, who will call America's debt due. At that point, dollars cease to be worth anything. Can I tell you that the Russian ruble will displace, this will never happen, will displace U.S. dollars. Even if the U.S. goes to digital, because are you going to trust a bunch of people that just wiped out your IRA, your 401k? I want to make this clear again. Look, if anybody is wanting metals, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, please contact us, you know, and my phone number is on my website, stevequayle.com, and get them while you can, because I said, and Doug, I really did say this so many times, said the day will come when people will want them, meaning gold, silver, there'll be none to buy. And even Cliff High, who's a genius in, you know, what he's telling people in his Alter reports, and then he reflects on them. I mean, predictive linguistic software is gold, silver, and precious metals will be unobtainable. And here's the thing. If you can't get a letter to me, if you can't wire a bank wire, how are you going to get it? So why I'm saying this is this. Get what you can while you can, because there's even a secret agreement. at point X. I don't know if that's the 15th of October, but I certainly know, according to them, can God stall them? Absolutely. It's 11-11. That'd be November 11th. There's an agreement that metals from the refiners in Europe and other places won't come into the United States except to the depositories owned by the Federal Reserve banks. And ladies and gentlemen, everything that you've ever seen about helicopters in New York City or those cities where there's Federal Reserve banks, those are telling you what's coming in the future. And people say, well, I'm going to rush the Federal Reserve Bank. You're going to encounter special operations. And by the way, by the time you think there's something there, it will have been taken and placed someplace else. And I want to say one other thing. It's important. Already, some of the most powerful people in New York are being moved out of the stock exchange, out of the areas that are subject to the tsunami. Do I believe it will happen? I don't know. Do I believe there are people that want it to happen? Absolutely. Do I believe it's going to take something so great and so extreme? And, you know, people say, only God can do that. No, the Bible says God takes the wicked in their own devices. And Doug, I wrote the book Weather Wars and talked about it, you know, I don't know, 20 years ago. And I don't have time to update all this stuff. So if anybody doubts, they can go on and look up seismic weapons on whatever search engine they want. And it's a matter of fact, the Russians did explode a 100-megaton nuclear weapon called the Tsar Bomba, TSAR-1 Bomba. But most people don't understand, and even in our military, they, because of their hubris and their blindness, don't believe the Russians have spent the last 20 years developing advanced weapon systems. And I can tell you what an advanced weapon system is when you have the Donald S. Cook, a multi-billion dollar missile cruiser in the Black Sea or wherever and the Russians have shut it down 3 times. And then one of the great Russian pilots, I mean, he's good to fly upside down and flip off the flight crew on a deck of an aircraft carrier. Am I endorsing that? No. But what I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, all your assumptions about being safe in the United States are gone. 200 Navy SEALs are being told to be vaccinated or get kicked out. You call your congressman and you tell him, you call your senators and you tell him you don't stand against that. I'll use my personal influence, my personal finance. I will do everything to get you unelected. Because ladies and gentlemen, if you notice, they're taking apart the military. I don't know how many actual frontline pilots have walked off. I've heard of 29 here and 5 here and 12 here. But we take out F-22 pilots. We take out B-52 bomber crew pilots. When you take that out, ladies and gentlemen, they are destroying the globalists, the luminous. And here's what I want to make clear, Doug. I want to turn it over to you really quickly. Is the American public is the ultimate Luciferian sacrifice to bring on the world of Antichrist and to rub it in God's face because we were the nation that he brought forth, that he sent forth, that he established. And I'm going to make a powerful statement. Look it up, the Milgram experiment. We start out with freedom with the pilgrims. They wanted religious freedom. Now we have the end of religious freedom with the Milgram experiment. Those are people, bureaucrats, that will use the totalitarian tools at their disposal to both betray and murder others. So we've moved from the pilgrims to the Milgrams.
You know, I wonder how many people are familiar with the Milgram experiment. You know, we have a very, in my view anyway, we have a more intelligent audience than most. Can I take a second to explain this? Because I think that this is kind of important.
Yes, please.
All right. And folks, I'm referring to, some notes here that I've had. My goodness, forever. One of the most famous psychological studies in, whether someone would obey any orders, whether lawful or unlawful, moral or immoral, is the Milgram experiment. Stanley Milgram, a psychologist at Yale University, headed the study. He conducted an experiment by focusing on the conflict between obedience to authority, in other words, following orders, and personal conscience. So in other words, if you were told to follow an order and it was conflicting with your personal conscience, what would you do? Would you follow the order or would you say, no, I can't do that? Well, in his study back in 1963, his experiment back in 1963, Milgram examined justifications for acts of genocide offered by those, accused at, World War II Nuremberg criminal trials. Okay. The defense is based on, well, we're just following orders. We're just being obedient to our superiors. So the experiments began very quickly here back in July of 1961. And a year after the trial of Adolf Eichmann in Jerusalem, to give you kind of a time frame reference, Milgram devised the experiment to answer the question, could it be that Eichmann and his million accomplices in the Holocaust were just following orders? Because remember, what are we seeing today with respect to the corona vaccine and such? Right, hey, I'm just doing what I'm told to do. So he wanted to investigate whether these two conflicts, you know, what would prevail. So what he did was he grabbed a bunch of people for his experiment he put an ad in the newspaper. He wanted male participants to take part in the study learning at Yale University. So the procedure was that the participant was paired with another person and they drew lots to find out who would be the learner and who would be the teacher. And boy, I'll tell you what. Okay. The draw was fixed so that the participant was always the teacher. The learner was one of the Milgram's confederates. In other words, somebody that he already knew. So regardless which straw you drew, you were going to be the one, being the subject of the experiment. So anyway, the aim in 1963 was to find out how far people would go in obeying, into being obedient to authority. And again, this is the big thing here today. Are you going to be obedient to authority? Are you going to listen to your superiors? So the procedure was, very simply that, volunteers were recruited for this experiment. There were 40 males aged 20 and fit between 20 and 50 whose job ranged from unskilled to the professional. I mean, it covered all grounds. At the beginning, they were introduced to, another participant who was the confederate of the experimenter of Milgram. So in other words, they met each other, shook hands, said hello. So again, they went through the process of drawing straws. The participant lost. They were the learner and, they were strapped to a chair with electrodes. All right. So the teacher tests them by naming a word, for example, and asking the learner to recall its partner pair from a list of four possible choices. It seemed like a logical or an okay experiment. But the teacher is told to administer an electric shock every time the learner made a mistake, increasing the level of shock each time. There were 30 switches on the shock generator marked from 15 volts, which was a slight shock, to 450, a really bad shock. You don't want to do that. But anyway, the learner gave mainly wrong answers on purpose, and for each of these, the teacher gave him an electric shock. When the teacher refused to administer a shock, the experimenter was to give a series of orders, pause to ensure that they continued. The bottom line was this. The people administering the shock would abandon their conscience, their personal conscience, and follow the orders of their perceived superiors. 65%, two-thirds of participants, continued to the highest level of 450 volts. That, my friends, is bad. So if you're questioning whether your neighbor is going to be okay with putting you in a cattle car, shackling you up, forcing you to take the jab or shooting you or whatever the case might be, you can count on 65% or actually more now given the situation. And the conclusion, very simply, ordinary people are likely to follow orders given by authority figures even to the extent of killing an innocent human being. Think about that for a second. That's in 63. Throw on about six decades of godlessness and dumbing down, and I would venture to say that number is much higher. So that's the Milgram experiment in a big nutshell. Steve, thanks for humoring me on that.
Well, that's really critical, Doug. And, you know, again, It's not flattery. Thank you for doing it that way, because, you know, one of the problems of communicating, especially in my world, and again, I get people bitching, and that's the word, about, you know, I never follow through with a train of thought or blah, blah, blah. Look, if you have to follow me, it at least involves you in it. I'm sorry, you know, that's the way I am. And I tell everybody, you don't like it, don't listen. But what's critical at this point, God himself made the statement, his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, not because he doesn't tell them, surely Lord God will do nothing, except he reveals his secrets to his servants and prophets. Doug, people get destroyed. That means they die. And here's the other thing. There's no public discourse in the world of evangelical Christianity about, is our body the temple of the Holy Ghost or is it not? I know people that are losing friends. I've lost friends, and I refuse. I'm going to say this. If someone's vaccinated, if someone has been vaccinated, I don't want to be around them. I don't. And here is the thing, too. You know, and I'm struggling for this. You talked about the Milgram experiment I brought up, and you did a great job. But I want you to know it's your neighbor. Learn pattern recognition. Learn people that if they glance at you before, in my neighborhood, I have one guy I'm convinced is my nemesis to be. When he looks in my eyes and I look in his eyes, I won't tell you, you know, where, I see absolute hatred. And I mean hatred. I didn't know the guy. And I've waved at him, won't wave back. And finally, I took a good look and I said, Lord, show me the spirit. Here's in closing, Doug, every one of us needs to be praying, calling out to God, interceding, fasting for discernment. Discernment is why I think that guy's a jerk. I mean, you don't take discernment, but you need to understand the spirit behind. We've heard about the Pied Piper of Perdition, the nursery rhyme. And ladies and gentlemen, the majority of pastors and the clergy response teams are that. I was asking the Lord, told you, God, These are shepherds leading your sheep to slaughter. And he says, Steve, they're not shepherds. They're wolves. And God makes a differentiation between shepherds after his own heart. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say something. Some of you are going to get mad. Well, I just like to hear my pastor preach the word. At the expense of your life, your loved ones, learn to understand that there's great teaching on the internet. Go read Charles Spurgeon sermons. Go read Spurgeon. Go buy Derek Prince tapes. Derek Prince is one of the best Bible scholars of that decade. People didn't like him because of the discipleship conference, or conflict, not conference. But the bottom line is, the guy, Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. He was an Oxford scholar, and he was probably one of the smartest men of that generation ever raised up. And I've had emails, Doug, when I say that, people say, I started listening, Steve. My life changed. I could finally read the Bible. And again, I want to share something. People, the Bible's going to become illegal. Get. And I'm a King James guy, but I started out with King James and the Amplified Bible. When it says, for instance, blessed, the word is to be envied. In other words, God has set his affection on you. Get a parallel, King James and Amplified, A-M-P-L-I-F-I-E-D. Now, I know there are people that just go off the rails when I say that, but my guess is they weren't on the right track to begin with. Couldn't resist. The bottom line is that we have to hide the word of God in our heart. And if you think a 20-minute sermon, and I love what I think was either Bob Mumford or Derek Prince said, one of the two, they said, you know what happens when you listen to sermonettes? It produces marionettes. In other words, just strings that keep you alive. The word of God is sharp, sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing. And that's the dividing line. So when I hear people saying, oh, I can't read the Bible, it's too hard. You could if you'd set your heart to it and hide it in your heart. Doug, I don't think probably 1 in 100,000 people believed me back in the days. I said the Bible will be illegal. I said it that long ago. I said not only will it be illegal, it'll be a capital offense, punishable by death.
No, and I see that coming, Steve. You know, I can't really explain it. I can't offer any direct evidence. But if you can't see what's coming based on what's already happened and the animosity, the animus toward Christians, is it really that far-fetched to believe that the origin or the anchor of Christianity, of true biblical Christianity, obviously biblical Christianity, that the Bible will be outlawed because, you know, we're going to be blamed, as we already are, on the unvaccinated or being anti-vaccine, which is ridiculous, but because it's not a vaccine, but it's associated with Christianity, with a biblical Christianity. So yes, I can see where hey that because we're already domestic terrorists, being labeled domestic terrorists, so it's not that far fetched.
But yeah, by a Republican former trilateralist, skull and bones. Man who, at one point, early on in his life, he confessed Jesus Christ. He was taken into the inner sanctum, I was told this, with his father when he was still alive, the first President Bush, and told in order for him to progress, he had to deny Jesus Christ. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the New World Order is a Luciferian-controlled global elite system. David Spangler in 1978 declared no one will enter into the global reset, the New World Order, without a Luciferic initiation and pledging their allegiance to Lucifer. I think we posted that on a site before.
Yes.
But the thing is that understand what they're saying. And Doug, one of the things I want Christians to pray about right now, and I am calling everybody who is bought by the blood of the Lamb, you must be praying against the grand sacrifice coming up at the end of October. The grand sacrifice. I will tell you, their plans are to kill, and it has nothing to do with the 144,000 in the book of Revelation. But they are mocking God. They want, across the world, a synchronized child sacrifice of 144,000 children. You know how many kids disappear a year? That's not a, it's a horrific thing. But again, ladies and gentlemen, be praying about it that God will interfere with their plans and rebuke them in Jesus' name because those are real plans. See, Doug, it doesn't matter. If you tell somebody something that's uncomfortable to them, even if it affects their life, they will dismiss it. Until they can no longer dismiss. I'll tell you what, they may have avoided the cry all these years to prepare for me and all the others, but they can't avoid the cry of their gurgling stomach because when people start to starve, it drives them mad. Yet the word of God through King David is, he has been young and now is old, but he has not seen the righteous forsaken, nor God's seed begging bread. I don't know how God does what he does. He does it the same way Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I know he does the same way Daniel. I know he does it the same way he led Israel in the wilderness, delivering them from Pharaoh's plate and giving him his own. But even people that are eating manna, which is angel food. By the way, that's the basis of angel food cake. They wanted quail. I love this. So God sends them quail. And what do? They eat as much as they can. They're scarfing down with everything in them, and then they begin to vomit. Well, see, when you give people the truth of what they want, they can only regurgitate it beyond what they can handle. So that's why, you know, I guess that's why we give the truth in little pieces. But if anybody doesn't see the destruction of the United States, if anybody doesn't see the foreign invading armies, if anybody doesn't understand that you don't get your hotel bill paid, I have people saying, Steve, they're holding up my VA benefits. Of course they are. But here's the good news. Christians, at some point, we're all going to find ourselves in the same boat. That same boat's going to be Jesus providing for his own. And when everybody else is starving, they will do everything to betray us until they end up eating us. And I don't know, Eric, were you able to find that cannibal story on the Museum of San Diego? I don't even know if you... Let me see if I can get... How much time do we have?
We've got about 5 minutes there, Steve, so okay. We got some time.
Yeah, take a minute, Doug, because I want people to see. I don't sit around making this stuff up, okay?
No, and that's good. Yeah, and while we're looking for that, Steve, go ahead and look for that, and we can grab that. The southern border, what Steve mentioned at the beginning of the program or near the beginning of the program, please, folks, understand this. Nothing that's taking place down there. Now, Tucker Carlson said this last night, but like him, hate him, doesn't matter. The message is what's important here. Nothing about what's going on at the southern border is by accident. In other words, we are being everything that we're seeing at the southern border, the Haitians. And I have a question for the people out there. How did the Haitians from Haiti get to the landmass, to the southern border? So the simple answer is obviously they had assistance. They had either aircraft or watercraft that brought them to the Central and South America, Central America and Mexico, in order for them to come up here, 15,000 strong. And the media the media is refusing to show what's going on. The administration will not allow the media, the Fox or right-wing media, to show what's going on. And what's going on, though, is a purposeful invasion. And I say that only because what's coming, in addition to everything else, what wasn't mentioned with Tucker Carlson is the third world diseases being brought into this country, in addition to the Communist Chinese Party virus. So I said that to kind of make way for, kind of making time for this. You have it or no?
Yeah, okay, I've sent it to Eric. All right. Does he have it?
All right, yeah, he's got it. So let's move to this. And this is also very, very, very personal to me in terms of what we're seeing on a microcosmic level of this. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, the Museum of San Diego, Museum of Man, Cannibals, Myth and Reality. But most people don't understand, Doug, across the United States, this blew my mind, that there are actual restaurants that serve human meat, okay?
Yep.
But what people should look at is an interesting corollary, that when you're seeing the gay cannibal killings, that people will literally advertise for someone to come, and I don't know if they do it on the black web or whatever, and let themselves be killed and eaten. Have you seen some of those stories?
Yes.
Those are real.
Yes. I've got actual police documentation. People will say, well, these are theme restaurants that are just making fun of this. No. There are actual restaurants. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. So what this is doing, let me just read this paragraph, and I know we're going to run out of time, but in this thoughtful and gore-free, one-of-a-kind exhibit, you'll discover that cannibals aren't who you think they are. They're warriors from many cultures, European kings and queens, American and European sailors, American colonists, accident survivors, the sick, and more. So, ladies and gentlemen, the San Diego Union Tribune gave cannibals high praise. If you look at the Old Testament, cannibalism is a time of God's judgment. The history of women deciding whose child to kill and eat first, okay? Doug, this is where we're at. We're a cannibalizing nation. And very soon, I want people to understand this. I had a 4-star spec op general in, 2015, I think, tell me, he said, Steve, warn the people, the flavorings, the food additives, they're turning humans into cannibals because you are what you eat. So why is this important to me in closing? Because, again, nobody but God could have put these two things together. I warned on KHNC, Doug, that when you see cannibalism and the great volcanoes of the world, cannibalism in the headlines, the great volcanoes of the world going off simultaneously, know that the tribulations are starting. Maybe I said tribulation those days. Nobody in their right mind, especially me, would have put that together. And even today, 2 days ago, Mount Etna blowing up. Obviously, La Palma, Cumbre Vieja blowing up. Obviously, what's going on, volcanoes are becoming active. One of my friends, guy led to the Lord almost 48 years ago.
About 30 seconds, brother.
I guess the Ring of Fire is waking up.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Now, in closing, I think that's a good exclamation point to a wonderful program, Kingdom of God to the Kingdom of Lies. The truth has no place in the Kingdom of Lies. Steve, take care of yourself there, my brother. All right. Folks, that'll do it. Gen6.com, SteveQuayle.com, sign up for the Q-Files, and Extinction Protocols. May God bless each and every one of you. See you tomorrow.